Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Part three. Summer Buddy Holly, the working folly, the golly Miss Molly, and boats. Hammersmith Pally, the Bolshoi Bally, jump back in the alley, add nanny goats. 18 wheelers camels, Dominica camels, all other mammals plus equal votes. Seeing Piccadilly, Fanny Smith and Willie, being rather silly and porridge.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and more now with writer Jonathan Latham. In addition to writing books like Chronic City and The Fortress of Solitude, he is, as we've learned, an essayist. His new collection is called The Ecstasy of Influence, Nonfictions, etc. And he's the first of a series of writers joining us this week on Soundcheck, and so we've decided to create a little musical chain letter. Jonathan, before we get to your choice for Alex Ross to hear tomorrow, Reasons to be Cheerful, Part 3, Ian Dury. You write in the, I think it's in the preface.
Yes, at the beginning of the book.
That if only one song survived and it was this one, that it would be okay.
Well, because it mentions so much of the rest of civilization that we could extract, we could rebuild.
Summer Buddy Holly,
you'd
the Bolshoi
Valley,
you know.
John Coltrane.
Exactly.
You could reassemble the entire canon, as far as I'm concerned, from just the references in Ian Dury's song.
All right, but that's not your pick for our musical chain letter for tomorrow. Your pick is going back a few years.
Well, going back a few years, but this is, of course, a classic example of how the you know, asynchronous way that our music fandom gets chopped up these days. I just discovered the German band Neu. I mean, there's no excuse. I was listening to Cannes 20 or 30 years ago.
And Kraftwerk, probably.
You know, well, Kraftwerk more involuntarily, but it was everywhere. Neu should have been at my fingertips, but it wasn't, and I barely registered the name, in fact. And then recently, in fact, this Daisy Chain has a secret predecessor before me, because it was the writer Jeff Dyer, terrific music essayist himself and essayist generally, who insisted that I listen to Neu. He told me that, you know, that they were – it was a huge missing piece for me, and I really ought to investigate them. But then in a very – typically perverse Jeff Dyer way, he said, but there's actually only one song of theirs that you need to know. None of the others matter. So I noted this, and then also characteristic of the way we listen to music these days, I essentially, in one stroke, one download, I got the entire discography. So here I have, 70 songs by Neu on my hard drive, and I'm puzzling over them. All the titles are in German. I'm trying to remember, now, what's the one that Jeff Dyer said was the only one? No, I ignored that, and I just started listening, and I ended up liking quite a bit of it. In fact, right now, it's the music I write to. I'm really, really keen on Neu, and so I thought I'd hand it over to another writer. I mean, there's not much chance that Alex Ross isn't already up and running with Neu, but...
Well, yeah. We'll see. He'll be listening to this tomorrow. This is called Easy from the album Neu. That's N-E-U, the German word for new. From the album Neu 75. Jonathan Latham, always a pleasure to have you with us on Soundcheck. Thanks for getting our musical chain letter started today.
Yeah, my pleasure. This was great.
Bit of mid-70s German electronica from the band Neu, and tomorrow New Yorker music critic Alex Ross will be listening to this and coming up with his own musical selection to kind of pass along the musical Daisy Chain on Soundcheck this week. Coming up in a moment, 16-time Grammy winner Chick Corea takes a seat at our piano to play live next on Soundcheck.